From the Sky News Centre at 2, the British aid worker thought to have been murdered in Afghanistan may in fact have been killed by a rescuer's grenade. Linda Norgrove died on Friday during an operation to save her, mounted by US forces. The government had previously said she was killed by her captors, but David Cameron's revealed this may not be the case. The Prime Minister's apologised to her family.
The statements were made in good faith on the basis of the information that we received. I want to assure Mr. and Mrs. Norgrove that I will do everything I possibly can to establish the full facts and give them certainty about how their daughter died.
Meanwhile, at his monthly news conference, Mr. Cameron said everyone needs to compromise over university tuition fees after reports suggesting a rift within the coalition. It's claimed Lib Dem MPs could vote against the plans, which would see fees rise. The Employment Minister, Chris Grayling's been defending a pilot scheme to get people off incapacity benefit and into jobs. Some charities fear those with mental health problems will be required to work when they're not well enough. The cruise liner Balmoral is taking part in a search 40 miles off the French coast after a passenger fell overboard. It's understood 1,000 British passengers are on board the ship, travelling back from a trip to the Atlantic. George Michael's partner has spoken of his delight that the singer's come home after his stint in jail. The star's been released from High Point Prison in Suffolk after serving 4 weeks for drug driving. Partner Kenny Goss says he's in a good shape.
He had some really good sweets and sugar and good food, okay? He's really happy. We're glad he's back, okay? He's doing really well.
Football, Darren Bent is out of England's Euro 2012 qualifier tomorrow because of an injury he suffered during training. Rio Ferdinand will captain the side against Montenegro. Meanwhile, West Ham's bid to take over the London Olympic Stadium is being backed by UK Athletics. It's a blow to Tottenham, who'd also filed an interest. The Hammers have promised to keep a running track at the site, something Spurs wouldn't commit to. That's the latest. I'm Richard Suchet.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
I'm Steve Parkhouse on BCFM's John Peel Day. My show from 1pm will feature some of John's favourite music. Plus, Caroline Martin talking about her numerous John Peel sessions and performing live in the studio. BCFM's John Peel Day, Monday the 11th of October, 10am to 1am. Keeping it real, keeping it peel.
Bristol Community FM 93.2. Your voice, your choice.
And welcome back to the second half of Stephen Bruce John Peel Show on BCFM Radio. Just before the news, we played The Fall. They're actually playing in Bath, aren't they?
They are, yes. They're going to be playing on Tuesday, the 30th of November, at the Comedia place in Bath at 7:30. So, yeah, you can catch them there if you want to go and see them.
Yes, and John Peel's favourite band. Apart from Caroline Martin, who's not a band, but Caroline's joined us in the studio and she will be talking to us very shortly. Hello, and playing live for us, yes indeed, but not with a guitar, with some strange instrument. We'll find out about that.
A guitar-lely.
Guitar-lely.
What's that exactly?
That's a very small guitar. So it's a ukulele, but it's a guitar, but it's tuned differently, but it sounds like a ukulele.
Right, okay. Well, it looks very pretty. Very sweet.
Have you two finished?
Yes, we've finished right, now. You can play a record if you want.
What we're going to do is play my hero, Rod Stewart and the Faces. John Peel was a massive fan of Rod Stewart and the Faces, and so am I. And John Peel appeared on Top of the Pops when they performed Maggie May. And due to musician union rules, the cameramen weren't supposed to have John in the picture. But Rod Stewart, being a great friend of John Peel's, kept going and walking over to John and putting his arm around him and everything, so they had to film John Peel.
He was kind of miming, holding a mandolin, yeah, and miming, yeah, wasn't he? So the musicians' union didn't like that because it looked as if he was playing it.
Isn't that what everyone did?
Well, probably.
Didn't they all mime?
Well, they did on Top of the Pops.
They did. For, then it did go live for a while, didn't it?
Yes, yes. For a while.
So here we are, Rod and the Faces, Maggie May.
It's September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, and that's what really hurts. The morning sun, when it's in your face, really shows your age. But that don't worry me none. In my eyes, you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes. My love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. You turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kicked me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
So I probably don't need to say who that was, but it was Rod Stewart with The Faces playing Maggie May. And we are here in the studio at BCFM on the John Peel Day, Stephen Ruth, and we have our next guest, the lovely Caroline Martin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, well, we're fans of yours, Caroline, was John Peel. So you did some sessions with John Peel, didn't you?
I did four.
You did four, okay. So do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
I did the first one in 99. I did three of my own, but I did the last one, 2003, I think, with Leanne Hall. It was a shock.
Why?
Well, no one else was playing my stuff. Mm. And I sent it off to loads of people and no one played it. And I didn't even know John Peel played it either until I got a letter from him saying, "Want more stuff?" And then he just phoned me up out of the blue one day and said, "Come on the show." And I said, "Yes, great." But I'd never played live.
Right.
So I went on John Peel.
That must have been quite nerve-wracking for you then.
Oh, beyond.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep a wink the night before. Nothing.
And so where did you play? Did you go to Maida Vale or did
you... They're all at Maida Vale.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you didn't actually go to his home and do it that night?
No, I spoke to him the year he died, and he said, "Your next session will have you here at the house."
Oh, shame.
That was a shame. But more of a shame that he died.
Well, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Great loss. Mm. But so you... He wasn't there at the sessions, I guess.
No, he never was.
No.
No.
Okay, the last two guests who came on said the same, basically. Mm. So, yeah. So, you apparently have something else that you went to his funeral, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was invited by Sheila, his wife, the pig. Mm-hmm. I went. Obviously, if you're invited to John Peel's funeral, you go. And it was... it was how a funeral should be. It was a huge celebration of his life.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It was like a bit like a kind of big concert. I mean, there was no live music, but there was lots of music playing, lots of readings. It was very emotional.
Right, were there lots of people?
Lots of people.
Okay, like were there sort of from the kind of glitterati of pop music or kind of friends?
Yeah, I was sitting next to Jack and Meg White.
Right.
And Robert Plant.
Okay.
So I was just sitting there thinking, what on earth am I doing here?
Yes.
This is really, really surreal. Yeah. And it's just not the place where you kind of look around and go, oh, look, because you're at John Peel's funeral.
No,
like, you just
exactly.
can't help it.
Yes.
Because it just was, everywhere I looked, I was going, oh, my God.
Yes, it must have been quite strange. But great that it was a celebration and fun.
It was really, it was really good.
Probably, in a way, if you'd turned up and it had been a serious affair, you'd have found yourself feeling really guilty about kind of looking and saying, "Oh, look, who's there and who's there?" But because it was celebratory, it probably felt okay from that point of view.
Yeah, kind of. Mm. I mean, it was definitely geared towards, this is not a sombre affair. This is not what he would have wanted.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Yeah. And I read in his autobiography that he had wanted to have... Teenage Kicks, the Undertones, play him out.
Yep.
And was that what took place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very emotional.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. And we've got a bit of Teenage Kicks, haven't we, Steve?
Oh, yeah, I did this after it was some kind of tribute session. And so I did this, as did loads and loads and loads of other bands and musicians. But you have to.
Great. Okay, so Caroline Martin playing Teenage Kicks. I wanna hold her tight. Well, that was lovely. That was Caroline Martin playing her version of Teenage Kicks as her tribute to John Peel. And Caroline Martin is in the studio with us today with her guitarlele. Is that right, Caroline?
The guitarlele.
Yes.
It's just and a tiny guitar.
A tiny guitar. A very sweet little guitar. And she's going to play... What are you going to play for us next?
Well, you did ask me to do a song I did for John Peel session, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you did. I've chosen... Look at Me, because I did it in two separate sessions. I did it on my very first session as a piano track, which I really don't like. And so the next, I think it was in the, no, it was the third session. You go in and you do four tracks, mm-hmm. but because I do mine first take if I can, and mine are quite short, at the end they said, oh, you can do another one if you want. So I thought, okay, I'll do a guitar version of Look at Me. So it's on two sessions, but now I'm doing a guitarlele version of Look at Me.
Mm.
So I go straight into it.
Okay.
Play live, because it's live, my right hand shakes too much because I'm picking.
Oh,
I don't know what to do. I'm
it was
sorry.
Sounding so lovely.
I was just going to make more and more mistakes. Keep so going, I thought I would
to... Okay,
hang on, where was I?
Look at me.
If I go wrong again, I'm stopping and I'm walking right out that
oh,
door.
Oh no, please don't do that to us. We don't mind if you go wrong and start up again.
Look at me, tired one. I am heavenly sweet, and only the finest chocolate can give you the buzz that you need. No, no money, no obstacle. Sneak me under your coat. The shopkeeper's busy, and no one will see I'm ready to slide down your throat. Oh, yeah, please. I'll leave it there.
That was really lovely, Caroline.
If this is why I'm... No, I won't say it.
What?
I won't say it.
Go on.
I'm gonna say, no, I won't say it, because I'll get a telling off.
You're listening to John Peel Day on BCFM Radio with Steve Roof and our lovely guest Caroline Martin. What we're going to do now, we're going to play some Sex Pistols, and then we're going to come back and talk to Caroline a bit more about her John Peel sessions in just a couple of minutes' time. And Ruth's going to tell us why we're playing the Sex Pistols after we played them.
Fire, fire. there you go. That was the Sex Pistols playing Anarchy in the UK. The Sex Pistols, they were, well, obviously they were some of the pioneers of punk, and John was really into it, and he played tons of punk on his show back in the sort of mid-70s when it was all taking off. And even though he'd the BBC had their punk ban in the daytime, but his nighttime slot, he put loads of stuff on. And the controller of Radio 1 at the time, Derek Chinnery, I think his name was, asked whether there was any punk being played, and hoped that there wasn't. And John Walters replied to him, "Well, actually, we play almost entirely punk." So, so that was something quite amazing for John Peel. I think he kind of went off them a bit, didn't he, after a while, though? I think their sort of lack of being able to play their own instruments probably showed eventually in their music. So John stopped playing them after a bit, didn't he, Steve?
Sex Pistols, yes, indeed, he did, yes. Back to Caroline Martin.
What am I doing?
Are you going to play us another tune, Caroline? What are you going to play us? Can you tell us
this
what
is? This is a new song called Love Me So. And this is a ukulele.
This is a ukulele now, okay.
I'm standing up. You're looking down. I'm singing out. But you don't seem to know if I'm around. I'm dressing well. You're dressing down. I'm looking hard to see if you and me can make it home. Toughening up, 'cause you're punching low. I'm holding tight to see if I might take the blow. I'm laying back, you're walking. But you don't seem to hear me calling out. I'm hollering. I'm hollering. Fading fast, you're speaking slow. I'm giving up unless I truly hear you love me so.
Another lovely track by Caroline Martin, our local songstress from... where do you live now? You were in Road before, weren't you?
I live in Totterdown.
Oh, OK. Really local then. So, yeah, great. That was beautiful. Thanks, Caroline. Going back to John Peel, did you ever meet him?
I never met him in the flesh. He was my phone buddy.
Right, OK.
He would just call me up out of the blue and make sure I wasn't going quite... If he hadn't heard anything from me for a while, he would call me up and say, "What are you doing? You're not giving up, are you? Haven't had anything from you in a while." And just to kind of boost...
How lovely.
...morale. So, yeah, it was a real help, because I would every now and then just kind of...
not give up, but just kind of drift off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he would just call at the right time.
How amazing. And that kind of like a guardian angel or something.
Yeah, he was a bit musical weird. But the first time he phoned up, I didn't believe it was him. I thought it was somebody playing a prank.
Yeah, I can imagine. Putting on a Liverpudlian accent. Hello, is that, is that Caroline Martin? Great. So we had something I was going to mention, and I can't remember what it is now. Yes, when are you playing next?
Ah, thanks, Steve.
Did you hear that?
Steve whispering,
he's like
to
somebody
my ear.
In your ear, isn't he?
Yes. I haven't got any gigs at the moment, but I am singing with Roger Tarry at Oxjam, which is at Folk House, on the 24th of this month, I believe.
24th of October.
Yeah.
So that's really soon.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, and so I just sing backing vocals with Roger, which is lovely because he's... Brilliant.
He is lovely, and I've often thought Roger Tarry could do with that sort of good harmony going on, because I can imagine it would work really well.
Yeah, well, we did our little side project, Darker Dogs, which was double harmonies, me and Rog, which I really, really like. I'm really pleased that we did. But
yeah.
It was just that 1 year of side projecting.
Great. And so you're going to be playing with him 24th of October?
Yes.
At the Folk House.
And he's actually got a full lineup now. He's got cello and... violin and keys and me, so it's gone really kind of that lovely warm. The cello is fantastic. I mean, everyone's fantastic, but the cello really makes it that warm,
yes,
lovely,
yeah,
kind of solid sound.
Brilliant.
Which is great.
Sounds good. And how about you yourself, are you doing stuff?
I've got a new album. If somebody in particular called Miles is listening, he's been waiting for this album for years and years, because I have had it ready for years, but I just, every time I come to kind of finish it, I decide I'm not happy with it.
Right.
And it's happened again. I did decide it was finished and ready, but now again I'm not happy with it, and so...
Oh no.
But it will come out, and when it does, it'll be download only. It'll possibly even be free.
Well, that sounds lovely. Make sure we get a copy of it. Okay, good.
So, Caroline, just before we say goodbye to you, sum up in one sentence what John Peel meant to you.
He meant... Gosh, that's really hard, just to throw that on me there. He made you believe what you're doing was good.
Excellent. Brilliant. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You're listening to BCFM Radio. It's John Peel Day on the radio... Bristol Community 93.2.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
John Peel was a man of many talents. His Radio 1 sessions and championing of new music brought him international fame. But another passion was stories, told by ordinary folk on his Radio 4 programme Home Truths. As idiosyncratic and original as its presenter, Home Truths became a Saturday morning institution. At 5 o'clock on Monday the 11th of October, as part of BCFM's John Peel Day, we'll be revisiting some of the stories and people he took such delight in talking to, as well as hearing from some of the production team of this hugely popular radio show. BCFM John Peel Day, Monday 11th October from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. on 93.2. Keeping it real, keeping it Peel.
Yes, indeed, it's John Peel Day on BCFM Radio. You're listening to Steve and Ruth. We're here until 3 o'clock. Then we have Math. Then we have Lynette. Then we've got lots more John Peel all through to 1 a.m. in the morning. So stay tuned to BCFM Radio 93.2, or you can listen to us on the internet through our website, bcfm.org.uk. I'm going to play some Beatles now.
I told her.
Yes, yeah, so one and only Beatles and Drive My Car. Caroline Martin, we couldn't get rid of her. She stayed.
Yeah, she stayed.
That's because you're talking about the Beatles.
Yeah, yep. And you're a bit of a Beatle person, are you?
I know everything about the Beatles.
Go on then, what do you know?
We could go on all day. When I was 15, all I listened to from the age 15 to 19 was the Beatles and Beatle solo.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't listen to anything else. Mm. I was slightly obsessed.
Yeah, I had a bit of a Beatle phase as well.
And did you ever know that programme called You Bet?
No. No, I didn't.
Where members of the public would go on and they would, I don't know, one time somebody could tell what every make of a car was by a blurred image of... It's just that kind of nonsense,
right, okay.
Saturday night yeah. trash. Uh-huh. And I thought I would go on and do a Beatle thing because I used to be able to name... This is really, really uninteresting. I used to be able to name every single Beatles track from the beginning of their first album all the way through the albums to the end.
In the right order?
Yeah.
Right, oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't anymore.
You were a nerd.
I was a nerd.
A Beatle nerd.
Yeah. But I knew good. Nothing to do with his relationship with John Peel.
I don't think they really had a relationship, did they? As far as I can make out from the book, basically John Peel, when he was working out in the States as a young guy, as a young DJ, he was working for a radio station in Dallas, and he became their sort of official Beatles correspondent. And because of that, the public would phone in and ask him sort of crazy questions like, what was John Lennon's pet rabbit called or something? And because he was from Liverpool, and I think maybe that's when he began to sort of affect the Liverpool accent, but I'm not certain of that, he would just be inundated with young ladies kind of waiting for him on every street corner. And
yes.
He had a great time, apparently, in his autobiography.
I bet he did have a great time.
He did. His autobiography is very funny, and there's a bit in it where he talks about how girls would turn up at his house and because he felt, you know, he was a patriotic guy and he needed to kind of look after these young ladies in the appropriate fashion, and he did. So
I heard he had women throwing themselves at him all the time. Mm. It was only the reason why him and Sheila lasted, or why he fell in love with Sheila, is because she wasn't having any of that, and she actually kind of said, well, get over yourself. And he was like, wow.
Yeah.
Somebody actually standing up to me.
Yeah, that sounds quite John Peel, doesn't it, from what I've read?
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked the down-to-earth side of Sheila as well, as the fact that she... somewhere in there he says he loved her because she was ever-changing but always the same. So,
that's
something
like
that. That's a good line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like the sound of him, actually. I think he sounds like a nice guy.
John Peel?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he really does. He comes across very well.
Yeah, and a lucky guy, and everybody adored him.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people who used to listen to him under the bedclothes at night, did Patrick Duff. Yes.
As did Patrick Duff. Did you, Caroline? Listen to him under the bedclothes? You might be
I did. He one of the tracks he played changed my kind of music life, because I was at a point where I was starting to think, I don't want to do this anymore. I wasn't getting any inspiration, and I was listening late at night, and this song came on called Desert Fly by Nina Nastasia, and it just made me sit upright in bed and the hairs go back on the back of my neck. And that one song that he played introduced me to Nina Nastasia. I totally started writing loads and loads and loads again.
Oh, fab. That's just what John Peel should be doing. It's just brilliant.
Moving on to Mark Boland, who was a big friend of John Peel's.
He was indeed, yes.
They built a Skeletrix set together
They became bosom buddies, didn't they? He and Sheila and John and Mark and his girlfriend at the time, June, used to hang out together. They were bosom buddies. They'd do everything together. And Mark Boland even wrote John fantastic little poems and really sweet messages. But then it all sadly kind of came to a bit of an abrupt end when Mark Boland became very famous, and John felt quite let down by that, I think.
She's my woman of gold, and she's not very old, she's my woman of gold, and she's not very old, I don't mean to be bold, but to me I'll hold your hand. But she ain't not a witch, and I love the way she twitch, I ain't not a witch, and I love the way she twitch, I'm a labor of love, and my passion glows,
Great, Mark Bolan, T-Rex for you there, and Hot Love. You're listening to Stephen Roof. It's John Peel Day on BCFM Radio. John Peel shows right through to 1 a.m. on Wednesday morning, that would be, yes.
Mm.
How are we doing so far? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I was a bit nervous when we started. I've never done a live radio broadcast before, but this is good fun. It's nice, and we've had lovely guests, haven't we?
Well, we have, Caroline. Yeah. A big thank you to our guests, Patrick Duff and Alex Lee from Strange Love and Caroline Martin. If you have missed any of our John Peel shows, you can podcast them on the website, www.bcfm.org.uk. A quick mention of the Jelly Records Music Show every Tuesday evening, 10 o'clock, with myself and Ruth, and the Bristol Music Show every Wednesday evening between 8 and 10, a show that plays 100% local music. But there's lots of great stuff on BCFM Radio. Just search the website and you'll find out. But this is John Peel Day. It's all about John Peel. And we're going to play some Eddie Cochran next, aren't we? Yes,
we are, my dear.
Why are we playing Eddie Cochran?
Well, he was the definitive rock guy, wasn't he, back in the 50s. He basically was the guy who started what we know as the modern rock guitar, the sounds of the modern rock guitar. And he had a huge impact on John Peel. John Peel loved his stuff, as he did Gene Vincent. And we're going to be playing a bit of Gene Vincent afterwards, I think. And he went to see, he first saw Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent play together at the Liverpool Empire, which I haven't made a note of the date, but it was obviously a long time ago.
It was in one of his top 10 gigs of all time.
Yes, that's right, it was,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he loved it. So,
here's Eddie Cochran with a track called Weekend, and then we'll fade that and go straight into Gene Vincent, She, Little Sheila.
Everything's right for the weekend. Crazy clothes and anything goes on the weekend. John called Ed and Jim got Sue. I made a date with little old you. Off we went to make a big dent on the weekend. Boy, it's great just to stay out late on the weekend. Know a spot and like it a lot on the weekend. Took the road to Lookout Hill. The view up there is sure a thrill. What a night to hold you tight on the weekend. There we were just sitting cool and cozy, just about to steal a little kiss. The police with a flashlight bright and nosy said,
holy mackerel now, what is all this?
Top down, just riding around on the weekend. Took a chance on crashing a dance on the weekend. We were almost inside the place when somebody slammed the door in my face. Now, hey, you guys, you gotta wear ties on the weekend. No harm done, just having some fun on the weekend. That was all we had, a big ball on the weekend.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Well, she, 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 little Sheila, best looking girl in town. Well, she, little Sheila, with your hair so long and brown. Will you never, never, never buy Sheila's putting down? Saved you the best looking girl on his big bandstand. I know it's two and a damn good true and honey. I'm your man. Well, you never, never know what my Sheila's putting down. Yeah, she, little Sheila, she, little Sheila, she, little Sheila, she, little Sheila, that you'll never, never know what my Sheila's gonna put down. All right, Jess. Best looking gal around. Well, that's she, little Sheila, with your hair so long and brown. Well, you never, never know what my Sheila's putting down. All right, man. She, little Sheila, well, you never, never know what my Sheila's putting down. She, little Sheila.
It's John Peel Day on BCFM Radio.
And we're joined in the studio by Math, who's going to be taking on the John Peel Day after Steve and I leave the studio.
Hello there. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It is. Hello, Math. Hi.
Hi.
I haven't met you before, but it's nice to meet you.
And it's nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
I'm going to be playing a lot of tunes today. I've got a lot of bands I'm going to be playing. There's XTC, Eka Mouse, The Roots, Flying Lizards, and of course, Ivor Cutler, and many, many more. But I can't go into all them yet because I'll spoil the show. Spoiler alerts. Spoilers alert.
So you'll hear Math at 3 o'clock on BCFM Radio, part of our John Peel Day, going on to 1 a.m. in the morning. So Math's going off to prepare for his show, and see you soon, mate.
I will do. Cheers.
And have a good one.
Bye.
You're listening to Stephen Roof. We are now going to play some Ian Jury.
What's his name?
No, they're having a little chat on there. No, we're still on there. It's behave fantastic. Yourselves. Right, have you finished talking to Math
yes,
now?
Yes, I've finished talking to Math.
Right, now let's get back to what we're playing, Ian Jury and the Blockheads.
Yeah.
Sweet Jean Vincent. Yeah. Which is all about Jean Vincent, apparently.
It is. It's a kind of homage from Ian Jury to Jean Vincent.
Blue Jean, baby. Sailor, the chances were slender, the beauties were brief. Shall I mourn your decline with some Thunderbird wine and a black handkerchief? I miss your sad Virginia whisper. I miss the voice that called my heart. Sweet Jean Vincent, young and old and gone. Sweet Jean Vincent, who slapped John?
and a ponytail. Will you guess her age when she comes backstage? The hoodlums wedding house. Gloves, white frost, black crepe, white lead, white sheet, black night, jet black, dead white. Sweet Jean Vincent, there's one in every town, and the devil drives till the hearse arrives, he laid that pistol down. Sweet Jean Vincent, with nowhere left to hide, with crazy skin and ashtray eyes, and perfect waiting for
there you go. Ian Jury in the Blockheads and Sweet Jean Vincent. It's time for us to say goodbye.
Oh,
the
goodbye.
2 hours have gone so quick.
They have, haven't they? Fair
thank about. You to Alex and Patrick and Carolyn Martin for performing live in the studio on our John Peel show. Tune in 10 o'clock on Tuesday night to myself and Ruth with the Jelly Records music show. Enjoy the rest of John Peel Day. We go on to 1 a.m. in the morning. So, and it's goodbye from me, Steve.
And it's goodbye from me, Ruth.
And we're going to finish off with John's favourite band of all time,
The Fall.
And a track called
Cheetham Hill.
toys.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol